late in the day on Sunday, but crossing fingers and hoping that won't happen until after the 16th annual ride to benefit the veterans at King has completed. And here to talk about that, well, let's let Monty Python introduce our guest.
Dennis Moore, galloping through the sward. Dennis Moore, and his horse Concord. He steals from the rich and gives to the poor. Mr. Moore.
I'll be back.
Mr. Moore.
Mr. Dennis Moore, you didn't ride in on a horse,
welcome. An iron horse, perhaps.
Yeah, I got a steel horse on
there.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Dennis is here to talk about the big ride. This is a great event, and of course, as we said, it's right in the title. It benefits the veterans who stay at the King Veterans Home in the Waupaca area, though. So this is all going on Sunday.
Correct.
Sounds like a fun event. Tell us some of the details.
Well, this is our 16th year. Actually, the first year we had it, we raised money for the World War II Memorial that they were building in Washington, D.C.
Right, right.
And then every year since then, we've been doing a benefit ride for the veterans at King.
Very cool.
Excellent.
And it's their open house over there, so there's plenty of things going on. We have a pancake and porky breakfast starting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, we should let people know that this is all starting at Harley Davidson of Appleton.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In town of Greenville.
Sure. Yeah.
But right off Highway 41 on Highway 15, they got the big parking lot, nice facilities there. So that's where everything is getting underway with the pancake and porky breakfast. What time are they starting to serve?
8 o'clock. Okay. And that's gonna go till 10.
I tell you, when I was a kid, I remember my dad telling me one day, I was probably about 6 years old, and they're having a pancake porky breakfast over at the Knights of Columbus. And he's like, yeah, we'll go to the pancake porky breakfast. And it seemed to me when he said that, that sounded like the most magical place in the world. And it turns out it is.
Pancake and porky
are
awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than
that. No better way to start your day. So that's, I think, just $5 for the pancake and porky breakfast. Of course, the proceeds from that will benefit the whole cause as well.
Yes, it does.
And then you can start to register starting at 9 o'clock for the ride, right?
Right, 9 o'clock. And then the registration is going to go till 10:30 in the morning. And then the ride leaves the Harley-Davidson shop at 11 o'clock. And then we should get over to King around noon, maybe a little after. And we'll be a scenic ride through the countryside.
About 45 minutes, maybe 50 minutes or so to take the back route. Yeah, right. That'd be great.
And we're going to go a little bit slower, too, than the speed limit. So to give everybody a chance to stay together.
And get a little rumbling going on when you get to King.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll wake everybody up a little bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you, those guys just enjoy us coming over
I bet
there.
They do. Yeah,
they all come and look at the bikes and you know, tell their Harley stories when they were younger. Mm-hmm. And, it's just a great thing to do.
What a beautiful event.
Again, the 16th annual A Ride to Benefit the Veterans at King. Things get underway this Sunday with the pancake and porky breakfast. They'll start serving at 8 o'clock at Harley-Davidson of Appleton on Highway 15, just west of 41. And then registration between 9 and 10:30. And the ride begins at 11 from the Harley-Davidson shop in Appleton out to the Veterans Home in King. And then folks are on their own to go enjoy the rest of the day however they'd like. Some beautiful riding in and around the Waupaca area out there, too.
And you know, if you're getting the porkies at Harley-Davidson of Appleton, they're made from real hogs.
Yes.
Of course they are.
Of course they are.
Wisconsin hogs, as a matter of fact, right? So what is your involvement with the organization? How did you get involved with the ride?
Well, our hog chapter looks for things to do to raise money.
Which hog chapter are you in?
We are in the Fox Valley, Wisconsin hog chapter. And then we look for things to for a ride to benefit, to raise money, to benefit whomever. And the owner of Harley-Davidson, Terry Doty, is very, very supportive of the veterans.
He's a great man.
Yeah. He is nice, very nice man. And so we just started. We talked to somebody over at King, and they said they had their open house there every year, the Sunday after Mother's Day. And we thought our chapter could raise money to benefit the veterans at King.
That's an excellent idea.
There's something special about doing a ride, too, is about being part of a group like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you ride a little slower, and it's not about really the point A to point B. It's about the camaraderie of the bikers and the cause that you're doing it. And I think that's pretty cool. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And could you ask for better weather than they're talking about for this week?
Yes,
this weekend. You always good? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen you know, the weather report where they're saying thunderstorms and
for Sunday.
For Sunday,
that's for late Sunday.
Late Sunday. Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, and I hope it's late Sunday.
Yeah, that's well, Justin Steinbrink, our meteorologist there from Storm Team 5, he's the best. Yeah, he says later on Sunday.
Yeah, perfect.
So
I think you're good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's going to be beautiful.
Is there a way for people to donate to the entire benefit even if they're not riding? I mean, obviously they could come out for the pancake and porky breakfast.
Sure.
Take part in that.
Sure, they can just come to the store, the Harley-Davidson, and just drop some money off, you know, with one of the employees that works there. And
they'll get it in the kitty. Okay, great.
You should make sure it gets there.
And that is a good thing to mention, too, if you want to come by and just see all the other bikes and partake in the breakfast on Sunday. That's a good way to participate as well.
Sure.
Right.
Even if you're not riding.
And hang around till 11 when everybody takes off, because that sound is a pretty cool sound, you know? Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, like, go to NASCAR races, and they think the best part is when, you know, they say, gentlemen, start your engines. Mm. Well, it's kind of cool at the start of a veteran's ride as well. Dennis, thanks for doing this 16th annual ride to benefit the veterans at King this Sunday. Everything gets underway at Harley-Davidson of Appleton. Again, stop out for the pancake and porky breakfast, whether you're riding or not. That's at starting at 8 and then 9 till 10:30 registration. The ride starts at 11, heading out to the veterans home at King, when you get to interact with a lot of the guys out there staying at the veterans home, too.
Right. Can I say one more thing?
You absolutely may.
It's open to all motorcycles. It's not just
Harley.
Not just Harley-Davidson's. We're open to all motorcycles. So you don't have to.
Vespa scooters.
If you can go, if you can go 60 miles an hour, you can bring your Vespa.
I think the Vespas can get up there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
A little more powerful than most mopeds.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having me.
We absolutely love.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Appreciate doing what you do, because we love the vets, and that Vets Home at King has done a wonderful thing for so many years for so many many guys who served their country, and they continue to do it. So thank you, Dennis. That is Dennis Moore. And the 16th annual ride to benefit the veterans at King. Take part in it this Sunday with 105.7
WAPL.
More to come on the show.